him through faith in working of God who raised him from the dead. The sacraments of baptism is the first view, a visible sign of grace and salvation. That is God's forgiveness of the new birth, of the burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The spiritual experience is dying to ourselves. However, the very visible and tangible experience is going under the water, a kind of death, can be challenged of God's grace in his death and resurrection. The new believer is buried in a watery grave and raised up as a symbol of his or her trust in the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It's like a reenactment of the believer, death to sin and burial of an old man and the resurrection, walking in the newness of life. The act of baptism expresses irrevocable commitment to Christ. It is a public declaration that one belongs to Christ. Isn't a visible demonstration before men. Jesus declared, everyone who confess me before men, the Son of Man should confess him also before the angels of God. One who is baptized in faith is a marked person. Cleansed, forgiveness, made new in Christ Jesus. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. And all things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Today we stand together in unity of believers to witness our candidates to celebrate baptism. I would like to ask each candidate to come and give a short testimony why the Lord has done in their life after each candidate is baptized. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I am so joyful with joining the heavenlies this morning. And the rejoicing of heavenly is so great that we invited to that party of baptism. Last night I read the Bible and it spoke about when they came to the house. And as Peter came and it began to baptize them, the Holy Spirit fell on each person. It gave me a picture of the day of Pentecost. When the Holy Spirit came upon them on the day of Pentecost, and the same, it came the Holy Spirit upon the Gentiles. So I'm believing each candidate, as we baptize you, and as you coming into that new life in Christ Jesus, as you being raised from the dead, leaving that old man behind and receiving a new man in Christ Jesus, a new woman in Christ Jesus, I believe the Holy Spirit will fill you with power of the resurrection in Jesus Christ. Amen. And I would just ask the church to bring their attention to the back of the church, or we will continue our baptism service this morning. I apologize because we had worship night last night, so I could not set up the baptism in the front of the altar, but we continue to celebrate in the name of Jesus Christ. Nothing stops us. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just ask the elders to please come. Paul, Fran, Bob. Hallelujah. We baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 My that living, but Thy side living in me. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Like this, Jesus.
I decided to get baptized because I wanted to leave all the negativity in the past, and I wanted to live with the future in God's hands.
Stay here.
Anybody have something to share with Carmen?
Carmen, the Lord gave me Psalm 40, and it says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He brought me up out of the pit of destruction, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock, making my footsteps firm. And he put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and will trust in the Lord. And I believe that God wants you to know that he's heard your cries. Even long before you started coming here, he's heard every cry of your heart. And he wants you to know that if you let your light now that's in you, Jesus Christ, shine to the people around you, many are going to know and they're going to be saved because of you.
Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. I just felt to tell you to seek and you will find. And Jeremiah 33:3 came to me. You know, I called on the Lord. He said, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that which you have known not at this moment. So a new awakening, a new dawning, and all you have to do is seek and ask. I think all the old you want to go away, but you're filling it in with new requests, new calling out, new crying out. Crying out to him is not crying out about the past. Amen.
I was going to pass it to you.
Oh, I'm being so overwhelmed with emotion, and it's not mine. It's the Father's heart. So when we were worshiping, I had this picture, but it was for you. And it was, and I heard, no turning back. And it was, I saw like a city burning, you know, like Sodom and Gomorrah or other places. And everybody was having to leave. So some people, their heads are turned down because there's no place to go. But I saw one person jumping up, and that was you. You were jumping up and joy and a pleasure. And God is saying, okay, sorry, because he's showing me different things. There was an explorer who, when they landed with his ships, the men didn't want to leave the ships because they were fearful of what was ahead. And so the captain of the ships ordered all the ships to be burned so that they knew there was no turning back, so that they would have to go forward. God has you. And he's saying, no looking back. That is gone. That is burned. That is over. He is a new day for you. And I'm telling you, it's like I could just, the love that he has for you, knowing what, I don't know what you've been through, but I think that's what he's saying, knowing what you have been through and what you've chosen to do. Let him embrace you and encourage you and look forward to take on these words wholeheartedly.
Carmen, when I was praying for you this week about your baptism, God gave me two pictures. The first one was a picture of hands picking up a handful of water from a lake and holding that handful of water. And we will look at that handful of water and think it's insignificant in looking at the whole lake. And the second picture was of a storm on that lake, a really violent storm and thunder and lightning, and how that brings fear to people. But God wanted me to tell you that the water, if you take that water, that little bit of water, and you put it under a microscope, you'll see that it is teeming with life. And that's all the things that God has put inside of you, all the gifts and talents. And also it's teeming with food, and that's the food that he's given you, his word, and he calls you to know his word and to study his word. And the other picture, the storm, he said it's the storms of your life and how we look at those things with fear. But with him, storms bring different things. Right. Thunder it breaks up the atmosphere. It causes nitrogen to come down in the rain and feed the earth. It brings with it hydrogen and oxygen and all the things that feed the earth and make it lush and beautiful. And God says that in your struggles and in your storms, He is building you into something very beautiful. And He says you have many, many gifts and talents, and to follow Him with all your heart, and that they'll come to fruition.
Karma, I feel like the Lord is saying to you something that, although you're going to understand it on one level today, as you go forward and as you grow, it's going to mean more and more. And the Lord says to you today, see, I make all things new again. And the old is behind you, and you're stepping into something new. But it's going to be wider and wider as you mature, and you're going to see more and more and more of the Lord. You think you know and you think you appreciate now, but you haven't seen. Your joy is going to increase. Okay? Your wisdom is going to increase. God's even going to take the bad stuff of your past. That's part of it. See, I make all things new again. And all things work to the good for those who love the Lord. That's a difficult thing to comprehend, especially when you don't like the stuff that's going on now. But all things work to the good as you allow them to be interpreted by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Carmen, the Lord gave me a scripture for you. It's Proverbs 8, verse 17. The Lord is speaking to you. He says, I love those who love me, and those who seek me will find me. So seek Him. He's right there.
Can I just say something?
Praise God.
How about that?
Who does that?
I just feel like that song we just sang, it's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. Remember that. From now on, whatever happens, it's no longer me, it's Christ living in me. And that's your song. God will use that to give you strength when you need strength. God will use it.
Amen. Amen. Let's pray.
Carmen, I had to say something. God loves you so much, Carmen. The heavens is rejoicing over you. The angels and all the heavens are rejoicing for what's happening right now, Carmen. I want to tell you, Carmen, that we love you. This congregation loves you, and I love you too, Carmen. Okay? God bless.
Carmen, I anoint you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Call upon me, and I will answer you, Carmen. Seek me with all your heart, and you will find me, Carmen. Father, I'm just thankful for Carmen. I thank you that she is your daughter, and you are her father. That she can come to you in a time of difficulty, times of joy. Father God, and she can just ask anything of you, and your word said that you will answer her. And Father, I'm just so thankful for Carmen. I pray a blessing of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost upon her. Father, I pray that you continue to reveal yourself, that she will see your mighty hand move in her life, even speak to her in dreams, O God, that Carmen knows in her heart that you are her Father. And I thank you, Lord, that you made it all possible through your Son, Jesus Christ. And I thank you that you give us your Holy Spirit to direct, to be our light, to be our guide, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Our next candidate is Dave. Come on, Dave. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, when Dave came up, I asked a couple of big guys come up. Well, he'll look like a tree falling on me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. David, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Gloria. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That lives in me. Hallelujah. Praise Him. Anyone has a word or a scripture for Dave?
David, the Lord has said to me that you're a man after God's own heart. Now, that is a big statement that was said about David. And what does it mean? I think as it means in your life is that you take him at his word. You don't question God. I've seen an amazing faith in you, in the way you have approached things. Just accepting what the Lord has done for you. You haven't made Christianity difficult. You believe. And that simplicity will bring many, many to Christ. You're a man after God's own heart, and others will see that goodness in you.
So it's almost going along with that. When I thought of you, right away, I wanted to say you have a voice. And in your quiet way, you have a lot to say. And so I asked the Lord what that would he promise in that. And I cried out to the Lord with my voice in Psalm 77, to God with my voice, and he gave ear to me. So I think there's many things coming for you as you step out into boldness vocally. Because the faith is there, the power is there, and everything's there. And I think the pieces put together that God wants you to use your voice. That's all. Amen.
I resorted to writing things down. When I was praying for you this week, I kept hearing the words wind of change. And we all know that wind represents the Holy Spirit. So he's going to be bringing the change. I sense that God is calling you out, that he is saying, come, follow me. And he is bringing you a new assignment. It's going to be something different for you. I don't know what, but you probably do. While the world often views change as something bad or something to be afraid of, 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, but we all, with open faces, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So as we look at Jesus, as we look at his life, as we study his life, the Holy Spirit in us changes us to be more like him. And David, that's what he has in store for you. If you set your gaze on the Lord, the Holy Spirit will change you to reflect the ever-increasing glory of God.
Pretty much as everybody's been saying, David, we have several ministries in this church, and the Lord's going to open a door for you. You ask him which one, because there are several. Ask him where he wants to send you, and he will send you there. And he'll do it with a faith that will shake things up and let people know that God is speaking and not just you.
Dave, God was telling me, you know, something right along the lines with my mother here. You know, he was saying that you are reborn today with new youth, with a renewal of your mind and perspectives, with this new childish wonder. And he's saying, don't stop here, Dave. He's saying, go deeper. And I was reminded of Jesus and Simon Peter as he asked Simon to cast off of the shore in the shallows, and he spoke to the people, but he told Peter, now go deeper, and we'll be blessed. And what he's saying is, Dave, I could speak to you here in the shallow, but I'll bless you in the deep. I'll speak to you here in the shallow, but I'll bless you in the deep. He's saying, go deeper.
Amen.
I was sitting over there before Lindsay said about, like, the glory and being childlike and new. Get ready for Moses' experience. You're going to go up to the mountain, and you're going to sit with him, and you're going to see him, and you're going to come back down, and the glory, like it was in Moses, is going to be over you. It is going to be evident to those around you. So he's saying you will have those one-on-ones with the Lord. So, and you want it. You want that. So he is going to give you the desires of your heart. So I'm so jealous. Like, when you do that, I want you to come, like, over to me and touch me so I can get some of that glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Dave, I don't know you, but I, from what I understand, you're a quiet man. But have you ever heard the saying that our lives can preach a sermon and sometimes we use words? That's what I got for you.
Thank you.
I just have for you, David, Isaiah 30:18, where it talks about waiting on God. And not to be fearful about sitting in his presence, even if you're not hearing anything. He just wants you to commune with him, to come to him, to draw on to him. And in that time, he will give you words. He will give you dreams. He will encourage you. And for Brenda, I have to say to Brenda, you're going to have to pray and ask God to give you a heart to release David, to go into his ministry, because sometimes that's very hard for a wife, that you have to release him onto God and know and pray for him constantly. Amen.
I just got be still and know I am God.
David, as we were praying this morning, we were talking about hearing God. And, you know, the scripture talks about, Lord, I believe, help me in my unbelief. You've heard God a little bit and you've responded. You can hear him so much more. It's not him that is the impediment, right? It's your faith. It's the noise of the world. Trust him that he is saying so much more to you, and that all you need to do is have the desire, and sometimes it's going to be calling you away to a quiet place. Okay, be still and listen for him. But there's so much more that he's saying to you. And not only are you going to reap the benefits and your family, but it's for us as well. It's for people you don't even know yet. But you have ears to hear God, and he speaks, and he speaks, and hear. And then whatever it is that he says to you, share. Hallelujah.
Dave, I just want to confirm what Lindy was saying in terms of the voice. And he was telling me to look up, to tell you to look up at the image and think of the lion who walks quietly. He pulls away from the group, who you can almost ignore until you get up close to see the power. And when he opens his mouth, there is authority and power. Amen. But in everything that they're saying, think of the lion. He pulls away, but he has the authority. But to have the authority, you need to hear what has been said and take that to heart. But there's going to be power. If you do as they say, there will be power. But he's saying, look at that image and let that set.
I want to thank all my church family because you guys have helped me through this whole time. I want to thank God for my wife, Brenda, because I love her very much. Bob, I want to thank you for Bible study because I have learned a lot from you and the brothers. I thank you very much. I thank all of you. God bless you all.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
David, the Lord gave me a scripture for you. It's Proverbs 3, verse 21 through 24. The Lord is speaking to you. My son, preserve sound judgment and discernment. Do not let them out of your sight. They will be life for you, an ornament to grace your neck. Then you will go on your way in safety, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Amen. Amen.
David, you are affirmed today. God has said, you are my son. And just as Joseph saw pictures and things that he was excited to see, but it didn't work out the way he thought it would. It worked out the way God wanted it to. And God today wants you to open your mind to his interpretation. Do not interpretations belong to the Lord? And he says to you today, whatever went before, whatever hurts, whatever disappointments there were, give the interpretation over to God. That those things were necessary to bring you to today and to bring you to the future that he has for you. Hallelujah. Be affirmed. Be blessed. Walk in. Draw near to God with confidence. Confidence that although you have a guilty conscience, it's been sprinkled clean by the blood of Jesus Christ. Draw near to your Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You're changing that. Our next candidate, Jeremy. Jeremy, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Praise Him. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. He lives, Jesus is alive in me. It's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
No, thank you.
You don't want to share? Okay, praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Anyone has a word or a scripture for Jeremy?
All these testimonies are making me want to cry. Jeremy, God put something back when we were with Carmen. Just kept putting something strong, really strong on my heart, and that is seeking counsel. And every man has battles, heavy, heavy duty battles, and most fight them alone. no matter how Christian they are on the outside. And I just want to tell you, just being here a few months, there's a lot of godly men here. And there's a lot of godly experience. And you're not going to get bad counsel. And I'm encouraging you to reach out and seek that counsel, because there's so much here, and that's what the body's about. And I just really encourage you to do that.
So, Jeremy, God says to you today, "This is my beloved son, whom I am well pleased." And Colossians 2:12 says, "Having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised up with him through faith in the workings of God, who raised him from the dead, he has also raised you from the dead." He gives you new life today. And God has poured his Holy Spirit on you, enabling you to declare and to demonstrate the living power of the Savior wherever you go. Receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit and walk in it. Speak the word of God with boldness. Believe that God will use you in even more wondrous ways than you can imagine. Remember that the Holy Spirit cohabitates in you. He is not far away. Learn to listen to all that he says to you. Jeremy, you are enabled, you are empowered, and you are loved by your Savior.
Jeremy, I just really felt like I should just pray this prayer over you. It's one of the apostolic prayers in the New Testament. It's Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 through 19, and it says, "For this reason, I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus, which exists in you, that your love for all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power towards you who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might." And I believe God wants you to know that he's going to do all of that. He's going to give you wisdom, and he's going to give you understanding. As you seek him out and as you press into him, he's going to give you all of those things.
Getting bolder here. When I was sitting over there, God, I saw you and the Lord walking in the garden, and he said that you were going to have Adam like that kind of a relationship with him. So that's why I wanted to tag with Jamie, because in that, yes, he will tell you wisdom. You will have revelation. He will talk to you as a friend. I mean, that's such an awesome thing. And it was an amazing picture. I wish I could just, Lord, just give him the picture, because you guys were just talking like friends, just walking in the garden in the cool of the afternoon. So just be looking for those experiences and make time to spend with him. And I even believe that it might even be you'll be transported to places with him and just walking like on the mountain and in the valley, and just he's going to just take you places. So awesome.
Oopsie.
Because that seems to be, you know, a vein here. Because so when I just deposited, when I thought of you, and God just said to say this, you ain't seen nothing yet, Jeremy. And so then, you know, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. So that whole big sentence and everything else that's said, what does that look like, boy? Watch out, right? Amen.
The word youth kept popping up every time I looked at you, and I felt, oh. Oh, Well, it just keeps coming back, so I had to say that. And I saw the image. I saw this once. Well, anyway, like the Pied Piper. Youth are just going to be drawn to you. And, he's going to bless you. Okay.
Yeah, sure. Dear son-in-law, God's just putting on my heart, your whole life has changed to a point that, see, most of us think about living on earth and the 60 or 70 years we live here, but from now on, it's eternity. Because what we do here on earth, you know, when we go to heaven, whether we can go to heaven and have nothing to go with it, but now your life, you've got God with you. When you get to eternity, God's going to give you things that will last you through eternity. And for all your family and for your children and for your wife, God's put that position on you now. You're going to have it for eternity.
He said the other part was he's given you a father's heart. And in what you're seeing, you're going to be a father to many of the fatherless.
Hi, Jeremy. I know you're feeling good. Praise the Lord. The Lord has put it on my heart, Jeremy, that he sees a spirit in you that you're going to draw the youth into this church through social media. You have a skill and you have the zeal. Forget about your past. It was buried with Christ today. And all the bad things that happened to you in the past, they're washed away. And it's a new beginning. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus. All things have passed away. And I see you, Jeremy, through your zeal, like our sister said here, drawing the youth into this church. And I see your ministry coming. Where the college kids and the young kids are going to start coming in because that's where they are today, on their computers. And there's a lot of bad stuff on the computer, but there's a lot of good stuff too. And God's going to give you that ministry. He's already given it to you. He's delivered you from cancer. He's healed you. Praise God. Glory to God. So he has a plan and a purpose for your journey. So be obedient and listen to that still small voice of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Jeremy, you're awesome, man. I'm so blessed by you. You encourage me, and I just appreciate you. You're awesome. Lord gave me some scripture out of Isaiah 41, and I believe it's for both you and Carolyn. I know it is. It's a little different than what everybody else has been saying to you. Lord says, "Fear not, for I'm with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. For I, the Lord God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you." God bless you guys.
I know some of this comes with a little bit of a foreknowledge of what we've talked about. But look at this day as a new beginning, a new birth, a fresh start. What was, was. And God has redeemed that, and he's going to use it as part of your destiny, as he has used it as part of my destiny as well. And I don't have it totally memorized, but my watchword is Isaiah 42:16. Where it basically says, "I'll lead you along ways that you do not know. I'll light the path." And what that means, and there's more to it, "I'll never forsake you, never leave you." Sometimes he'll give you a step,
Maybe he'll give you a couple steps. Sometimes he'll give you no steps because he wants you to take a step. But whatever that is, he'll light the way that you're to go. And that's the way it will be, but you have to let him, let, like I have to, and I'm still letting go. We know it's still hard. I can't go. We can't go back to the beginning and do a restart or a reset, and we can't fix it because there's no way to fix it. But the only way to fix it is to forget it, forget the former things, and go forward, that today is the start of a new day, a new birth, and you're adopted by the Son of God, and you have a new name in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jeremy, those of us who are new in your life and vice versa, we recognize immediately that there's a seeking in your heart. There's a zeal in your spirit that's unmatched. We see it in you. Now, let's talk about our mutual friend, our former King David, 27th Psalm. One thing I have desired of the Lord, one thing, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Now, there's a promise that goes along with that. And the promise is, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide you. He shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle. He shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. We pray these things upon you, Jeremiah. Jeremy, you're a man of God. Amen.
Jeremy, God wanted me to remind you that this is a big, powerful, awesome new step in your life. But he wanted me to remind you that it doesn't get any easier from here on, that the world is going to want to malign you. And he gave me a scripture from 1 Peter 2, verse 12. It says, keep your behavior excellent among the Gentiles, so that in the thing in which they slander you as evildoers, they may, because of your good deeds, as they observe them, glorify God in the day of visitation. And he also wanted me to remind you, Jeremy, that he has now fully equipped you with all the power, everything that Jesus himself embodies. Jesus lives in you. You embody the same power. He's saying, Jeremy, that some of your greatest, hardest days are coming up ahead of you, one in the very near future. He's saying, take this new power that I've embodied in you. Lay your hands on your child. Be that first one to speak blessings and life into your child, Jeremy. That if you lack the words, speak my name. Say my name. There is power in the name of Jesus. Speak my name, Jeremy.
Amen.
Amen.
So I want to piggyback off of what you're saying. The Lord showed me when Oneida was holding Gideon that, okay, so you know when you take your shower in the morning and you pull back the shower curtain, that's what he wants to do on something spiritual over Gideon right now. He wants to pull back the curtain. So what I saw was that she was holding him, and you think it's just, okay, she's holding him, but that the spiritual deposit in her is anointing him as she holds him. And so what he's saying is, it's the same thing. He's deepened your deposit and your deposit at the same time. And as you hold him, there is a new thing that is going to happen because he's pulling that curtain back and he's revealing to you a spiritual dimension. So it goes beyond holding him. The spiritual deposit in you is being transferred to him.
Amen.
I just want to share a word from Isaiah. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. And that's what the Lord wants to impart in you, for you and your family. For your child and is in his hands. Amen.
Jeremy, I've been like looking through all of Colossians 3, and I think it's all for you. But I'm just going to read from 12 on. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must also do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts. And I just, if you're going into youth ministry, you got to put on love. Because the world's just lied to most of them. They don't even know what love is. So put on love.
This is actually for you, Jeremy, but all three, that as all these wonderful words are being spoken over you and you're seeing your future unfold in God, a lot of times we can make that the focus. And so John 6:29 is my favorite scripture because it takes a lot of that burden off of me. And it's Jesus himself saying, your work is to believe in the one whom he has sent. That if you keep your focus on him, he is your mantle. Kind of like that scarf I saw fall. And then it embraced all of us, but it was still a full scarf. We work together in the Lord, and he reveals as we go. And that we don't have to jump out. That we just need to believe in the one whom he sent.
Jeremy, you know, Susan was going in the direction. I just felt like the Lord wants you to consider some things. First of all, there's a lot of words today that kind of go hand in glove. We didn't have a meeting before the baptism to get this all organized, right? So the Lord wants to remind you, when you were yet dead in your sin, you married your wife. And he knew the both of you while you were yet unformed in your mother's womb. He knew that before he used your union to produce Gideon. And he knows the end from the beginning. And the world will scream out fear and caution and lies to you. But you lift your head to the hills from whence your help comes. This surgery is not in doctors' hands. It is in the hands of God, your Father. And years from now, when this is ancient history, it's going to be so real and so life-giving to you. And don't forget to tell him. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God, Jeremy. I'm going to anoint him. Fran's going to pray over you. The Lord is saying, I have a plan and a purpose for you.
In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Plan not to harm you, but to prosper you. Yes. I will show you my great and mighty things you don't even know.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Jeremy, the Hafkos and the Warrens' lives have been strangely entangled over the last 30 years. Somehow Brennan and Megan and Carolyn are sisters with another mother. So I don't know if that makes me a father-in-law, but being a brother is good enough. And over the last 4 years or so, the Lord has given you a wife, gave you your health back, gave you a son. So you've seen these miracles, but what's happening in you today is bigger, if you can believe it, than any of those. So Lord, we do pray for the miracles that are going to yet happen in Jeremy's life, Lord. We pray, Lord, for wisdom, for guidance for him and Carolyn. We pray you protect that family. Lord, we pray that what you've begun in him and in them, you would bring to completion and you would be glorified. And Lord, we do thank you that we have all been a part of this. We've seen and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just want to give time to Bob DeFelice. He was going to bring a word this morning, but he's going to bring a part of it, and then he's going to come back next week and share with us. Okay? Amen? Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Isn't that beautiful? Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit moving. Praise God. I just want to share three scriptures. I'm going to turn to John 20, then Acts chapter 1, and Acts chapter 2. And I believe God has already spoken this morning. He's told us so many things. It's so wonderful to see the body just bless and love on each other, isn't it? So John chapter 20. Go look at verse 19. I just want to talk about two occasions, two Sundays, when peace came and the power came. And we look at baptism. Baptism is a big part of that. So just quickly, John 20, verse 19 through 20. On the evening of the first day of the week, by the way, this is the Sunday that peace came, when the disciples were together, doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and he said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." So at that moment, they hadn't been baptized with the power of the Holy Spirit, but they received the peace of the Holy Spirit. And each of our baptizers this morning, or baptizees, believe in Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit is in them. You know, the temple, that curtain was rent in two. No longer do we have to go to the temple to receive Christ. He came into our temples. He resides with us. But there was still something to come. And part of why we baptize is to recognize that second baptism, that second coming of the Holy Spirit. And I just want a quick look in Acts 1 and then Acts 2. There's a distinction between the peace and the power. So Acts chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. Jesus, on one occasion while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." So why would he say wait if there was something, or there, if there wasn't something more to come? And we see that something more in Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. And this reminds me of today. Verse 1. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound, like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Amen. So I would just like to pray for each of our baptizees that they have the peace. Holy Spirit wants to give you the power for ministry. So let's pray. Father, I lift up David, and Jeremy, and Carmen to you, Lord. We lift them up, Lord. We place them before your throne. Father, help us to understand more and more your peace, Father. But also your power, Lord, that came on that day when you left. You had to leave for the Holy Spirit to come. Father, we pray power in each of their lives. Power, Father. Show them, Lord, unique insight into their ministries, Lord. Because you gave them power not for themselves, but for others. To walk out, to work out this thing we call life, Lord. Father, show them by your Holy Spirit, empower each one of them, Father. Words were spoken today, Lord, let those words not fall to the ground, Lord. But let your Holy Spirit lead them, Lord. I pray your blessing on each of them. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.